Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about childhood memories. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each person says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
Whenever I bring someone home for the first time, my mother insists on showing them pictures of me growing up. I used to find it quite embarrassing, but now I accept it as part of who she is. To tell the truth, the stories she tells about me when I was young may just as well be about somebody else, because I can't remember them happening the way she tells them. Of course, there are some details that coincide with my recollection of what happened, but they're usually few and far between. I suppose it's normal, because apparently everyone has their own individual view of the world.
Speaker 2.
As a child, I had it quite rough. My parents had little money. We lived on a housing estate, and most of my neighbours had been in trouble with the law at one time or another. I can still remember the poorly constructed houses that were as cold inside as it was outside during the winter months. As far as I know, most of my friends from back then still live on the estate, but I didn't want to accept that kind of life. So I went to university, and I have since been motivated to aim higher in my career by the thought that I never want to live in such terrible conditions again.
Speaker 3. Over the past few decades, studies have shown how much of an impact a person's childhood has on their development into adulthood. As a result, I always try to get my patients to talk about their childhood memories during our first few sessions to get a better understanding of who they are and how they are likely to behave in certain situations. Sometimes it's difficult for them to remember events I think may be important. In such cases, I use various methods to get them to reveal their past. This has been quite successful and has helped me treat patients who would otherwise have continued to suffer psychologically. Speaker 4.
There are occasions when I look back on my childhood with the friends I shared it with. We usually have a good time when we get all the old photos out and remember all the fun we had. But there are times when something strange happens. Last week, for example, we were talking about the bike rides we used to go on. One of my friends, Pete, started describing the bike races we used to have and how he always won. I didn't remember it that way, and neither did the rest of my friends. It wasn't the first time he'd done that, and apparently it's not that unusual for people to make these things up.
Speaker 5.
Call me sentimental, but now and again I take out my old photograph albums and remember the good times I had as a child. Some of the kids in the photos have left the area and I've lost touch with them. I often wonder what they're doing now and whether they have a family of their own. As for the ones who still live around here, I have kept in contact with them. Sometimes we get together at each other's homes for coffee. And if we get round to talking about our childhoods, I start thinking about how our lives are connected, which gives me a warm feeling of belonging.
Now you'll hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Whenever I bring someone home for the first time, my mother insists on showing them pictures of me growing up. I used to find it quite embarrassing, but now I accept it as part of who she is. To tell the truth, the stories she tells about me when I was young may just as well be about somebody else, because I can't remember them happening the way she tells them. Of course, there are some details that coincide with my recollection of what happened, but they're usually few and far between. I suppose it's normal, because apparently everyone has their own individual view of the world.
Speaker 2.
As a child, I had it quite rough. My parents had little money. We lived on a housing estate, and most of my neighbours had been in trouble with the law at one time or another. I can still remember the poorly constructed houses that were as cold inside as it was outside during the winter months. As far as I know, most of my friends from back then still live on the estate, but I didn't want to accept that kind of life. So I went to university, and I have since been motivated to aim higher in my career by the thought that I never want to live in such terrible conditions again.
Speaker 3. Over the past few decades, studies have shown how much of an impact a person's childhood has on their development into adulthood. As a result, I always try to get my patients to talk about their childhood memories during our first few sessions to get a better understanding of who they are and how they are likely to behave in certain situations. Sometimes it's difficult for them to remember events I think may be important. In such cases, I use various methods to get them to reveal their past. This has been quite successful and has helped me treat patients who would otherwise have continued to suffer psychologically.
Speaker 4. There are occasions when I look back on my childhood with the friends I shared it with. We usually have a good time when we get all the old photos out and remember all the fun we had. But there are times when something strange happens. Last week, for example, we were talking about the bike rides we used to go on. One of my friends, Pete, started describing the bike races we used to have and how he always won. I didn't remember it that way, and neither did the rest of my friends. It wasn't the first time he'd done that, and apparently it's not that unusual for people to make these things up.
Speaker 5.
Call me sentimental, but now and again I take out my old photograph albums and remember the good times I had as a child. Some of the kids in the photos have left the area and I've lost touch with them. I often wonder what they're doing now and whether they have a family of their own. As for the ones who still live around here, I have kept in contact with them. Sometimes we get together at each other's homes for coffee, and if we get round to talking about our childhoods, I start thinking about how our lives are connected, which gives me a warm feeling of belonging.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.